is brought by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity right. Commission. Do you see this as a huge concession? Are you critical of this?
See, a lot of that is kind of like privileged because I'm a dean. What I'll say is that I wasn't happy with the situation at all. And what I tended to do was that I could exert my energy being kind of internally critical, or I can exert my energy about the fact that we should never have had to make those decisions in the first place. And so my criticism has been that, you know, this is an unprecedented incursion into the autonomy of an institution of higher education, and it sets a terrible precedent. And so academic freedom, you know, has been infringed upon. The ability of even kind of to the point of making demands about particular, departments and programs at a university. And this is, you know, unheard of. This is not something that we've seen before outside of the McCarthy period, which is the closest thing that we've seen when, you know, the great historian Ellen Schrecker has done her work on McCarthyism in higher education. And all of a sudden, we're looking at, these books about the 1950s in American universities and seeing templates for what's happening in the 2020s in American universities.
Well, Jelani Kav, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Dean of the Columbia Journalism School, staff writer at The New Yorker magazine. His new book, Three or More is a Riot, Notes on How We Got Here, 2012 to 2025. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
This is KBOO Portland, volunteer-powered community radio.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Executive Committee meets on the second Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting virtually can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
All My Greatest Teacher Showed Me Love, a new mental health program hosted by Zan, providing tips and tools along with music, interviews to lighten and brighten in these uncertain times. Join the community every first and third Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. only on KBOO 90.7. All you need is love.
Good morning. You are listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. That's 90.7 in Portland, 91.9 in Hood River, 104.3 in Corvallis, and via the World Wide Web, it is KBOO.FM. I am Cecil, and we are broadcasting on Monday, the 10th of November. It is approximately 8:02 a.m. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for being a part of this community. It is so important for us to gather, to reflect together, to support one another as we try to make sense of these very trying times, as we try to not only make sense, but to make things correct. So I hope all are well. Let me give you our phone numbers to remind you to call in and so you may share your thoughts and reflections. You may call in at 503-231-8187. That's our number, 503-231-8187. and that will allow you to call in and share your thoughts and your perspectives on this morning. So, a lot has happened since we last met. And so, you know, among the things that have happened locally is that the federal judge has said forthrightly and clearly that the Fed cannot send in nationalized National Guard, and that they are barred from deploying the National Guard in Portland. So we continue to monitor those developments, but I am grateful for those who have continued in many different ways to stand up, to speak out, to challenge the notion that we should submit to authoritarianism. So whether you've been keeping up on the news or writing your congressional representatives or supporting the inflatable animals in many ways or standing out, bearing witness to truth and justice, I know that many different groups have taken time to bear witness in front of the ICE facility in many different ways. But this is all done because of who we are and how we continue to challenge authoritarianism. So thank you, Oregon, and the struggle continues. And so the struggle continues, and there was a elections last week, and I saw an interesting article about so many people were so excited about the elections and wanted to vote that the officials in Kentucky had to issue a statement that there were no elections in Kentucky last week, and their office were being inundated because people were wanting to know where to vote, and they couldn't find a voting place open. And the government official reminded them that there were no votes in Kentucky, that you couldn't vote for the governor of Virginia or the mayor of New York. But that shows something about the desire of people to engage in our country democratic processes in these very trying times. And certainly these are very trying times. I think it's important to also remember what has happened in the last few weeks. Many people were involved in the No Kings rallies a few weeks ago that continued to build on the momentum of people upset and angry with the federal regime. And so building on that, we saw many, many people in cities and towns and states who actually had elections go out and stand for what they thought was just, including historic changes in states such as Georgia and Mississippi. Many people knew the marquee election races in New York and Virginia and New Jersey and the movement in California for redistricting. But there was also a desire in many, many other places. And as I said, people, even in Kentucky, wanted to vote. But a lot has happened in this past week, and I'm interested in some of your perspectives. Building on the resistance, people continue to go out and make changes. The and people were inspired and empowered by what they saw. Let me quote some words from the recently elected mayor of New York, who in his victory speech said, "New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants, and as of tonight, led by an immigrant." So hear me, President Trump, when I say this: to get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us. When we enter City Hall in 58 days, expectation will be high. We will meet them. A great New Yorker once said that while you campaign in poetry, you govern in prose. Side note, the great New Yorker who said that was Mario Cuomo, the who was the father of Andrew Cuomo. Back to the statement of my nominee. If that must be true, let the prose we write still rhyme, and let us build a city, a shining city for all. And we must chart a new path as bold as the one we have already traveled. After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best effort to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist, and most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this. And yet, if tonight teaches us anything, it is that convention has held us back. We have bowed at the altar of caution. We have paid a hot, mighty price. Too many working people cannot recognize themselves in our party, and too many among us have turned to the right for answers to why they've been left behind. We will leave mediocrity in our past. No longer will we have an open history book for proof that Democrats can dare to be great. And so, in New York at least, there was a record turnout of people voting. Zoran received 50.4% of the vote. He received 70% of voters under age 45. And 65% of first-time voters for mayor. And what I think is also important is that his team able to marshal 100,000 volunteers, people walking in the city, going to their neighbors, going in their neighborhoods, knocking on doors. That says something about movement building. And then we come to the U.S. Senate, and as if they never heard of the elections or who won the elections. And so yesterday we saw that this Democratic senators caved in. Before we go to the call, let me just read one more note, a reflection of someone who thought about what the Senate Democrats did, or the Gang of Eight who agreed to them. He wrote, "Concessions or no concessions, maybe reopening the government was the right thing to do anyway. I am not a SNAP recipient. I am not a federal worker or an air traffic controller. I'm not even flying anywhere for Thanksgiving. The shutdown economic pain was not my pain. Perhaps I'd feel differently if it were. But I can't help feeling like the biggest takeaway from all of this is that Donald Trump learns another lesson in the virtues of brazening it out. He's willing to shoot the hostage, and the Democrats are not. That this ultimately strengthens his negotiation hand is a free lesson for him, especially because there is a non-zero chance we repeat this all over again at the end of January when the funding deal will run out. There's a reason you're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists." And the person who said that wasn't Mamdani. It was Bill Kristol. But those are some of my thoughts and the thoughts of other people. Let's hear what people have to say. And for the caller who's been waiting for a long time, it is now your turn to speak. And let's hear what you have to say. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I want to let the listeners know about different ways they can follow through with what you've been saying. today, tomorrow, and next week. Today, there are trainings on de-escalation, and if you look at the City of Portland website for Protect Oregon, they will have different ways for you to sign up in the different four districts of trainings about protecting us from authoritarianism and fascism, creating local community support groups, and you know, creating the solutions that we want, how to do MIGRA watch, how to watch out, recognize if there are folks seeking, hunting, and abducting people who are brown or perceived to be Hispanic or immigrant.
Right.
In addition to those trainings, we're encouraging people to wear solid yellow bandanas around their neck or something, on their armband or something, to show solidarity with Washington, D.C., Memphis, Chicago, and Portland, and Los Angeles against and, martial law and this abduction.
Could you tell us again where to sign up for the trainings?
City of Portland, Protect Oregon website.
Okay.
And by each of the four districts, they'll have events planned.
Okay.
In addition to that, and that will include a little overview, but in addition to that, PIRC, Portland Immigrant Response Coalition, PERC, is giving trainings on what to do and not do, and there's also folks who are making or buying whistles and sending out cards to let folks know how to alert each other, not with gossip and false alarm, just to keep on terrorizing people, but and to be an amplified version of Trump's terrorism, but to take care of each other.
Yes.
In addition to the immigration, and it's not just about immigrant people. Once we allow them to have more money and violate rights with people who are unhoused, and then people who are perceived to be foreigners or immigrants.
Yes.
It just and now it is a felony and a terrorism to have any materials associated with Antifa. So what the federal government had stated on their website with their pictures was a picture of some zines. That's a one-page, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that's folded and cut a certain way, or a few pages stapled together that are just essays or writings.
Yes.
And that makes one a terrorist. So I suggest that we all collect as much of that and print them out and distribute them as much as possible. I'm telling folks how to take care of each other. Now, tomorrow is called Veterans Day. Around the world, it's called Armistice Day. That's the day in which governments signed a treaty to end the World War. And it was supposed to be the war to end all wars, and the treaty, the armistice to end all wars. So tomorrow, there's going to be events all over the metro area and the United States.
Yes.
And so 8 a.m. will be starting overpass sign waving, banner waving, flag waving, no troops, no war, no ICE, no more. And you can join those or create your own over different overpasses. Second, at 11 a.m., there'll be a webinar on what the left got wrong about the right and how to correct that. Then at lunchtime, there will be.
And where's this webinar at 11 a.m.?
It's online, and I now don't have all those papers in front of me because I'm on the phone with you, but you can look up that phrase and find it.
Okay.
At lunch break, and that varies at different people's work sites, there will be people standing on corners holding up signs, in effect, saying, no war against Venezuela and Cuba, no war on Americans here, no troops, no ICE, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You see the connection with genocide, ecocide, and our failing economy are starving us here as well as there.
Yes.
And then from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock is a rally and a march that has moved its locations because more and more people are expected to be there. The latest is that people will meet at 4 o'clock at Elizabeth Crothers Park, which is between Moody, along the side of Moody, just south of the tram,
yes.
OHSU buildings,
mm-hmm.
and it's a few blocks north of ICE. They will have a rally by Stand Down, Veterans for Peace, various veterans groups and
yes.
peace groups. And then after they're talking, maybe having booths and tables, I don't know, walking nonviolently, everything has to be a promise of no violence and no weapons, and walking lawfully and peacefully down to Bancroft and Moody, which is across the street from or in front of the driveway, but not on the property of the building used by ICE.
Yes.
And that is to be a non-violent, no weapons, standing in solidarity and saying no to troops, no to National Guard, and done in such a way like the Serbian students did, in which they interacted with the police that arrested them and everything.
Yes.
So that the police and the military took the student side instead of the government side and toppled the government.
Right.
In addition to that, at nighttime, there'll be folks who are trying to do a peaceful memorial with American flags and crosses and candles, and trying to say no to this death mongering that the ICE and the troops, et cetera, are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on November 22nd, Saturday, there will be different things that are happening. From 12 to 4, it's No Kings PDX. They're going to have a rally, they're going to have booths and tables and pamphleting, speeches, and then a march. But that is after or within a week of different actions and solidarity, crafts and supporting local businesses, mutual aid, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a list of what to do on different days.
Okay,
on November 22nd is also the global solidarity of folks who are being targeted by U.S.-led wars and genocide in order to get petroleum. So it is a boycott of Chevron. Chevron is fueling the genocides in different parts of the world and is doing that to steal the methane or natural gas reserves under Gaza and the petroleum in Nigeria and the reserves under Sudan and different places, as well as trying to steal the petroleum that is in Venezuela. So it's a boycott of Chevron for those who care about the environment and climate or economy, for those who care about genocide and war, for those who care about democracy. So there's a bunch of things. You could be at the 12 to 4 with No Kings, and after that, go to your local Chevron picket.
Okay, you've shared with us a lot of information that's going to be, you know, unless someone was writing down all the information, they may not get it. So let me just remind that training for de-escalation, go to the City of Portland website, Protect Portland. Tomorrow it's Veterans Day, Armistice Day. There's 8 a.m. overpass sign waving, 11 a.m. there's a webinar. 12 people are standing on sidewalks holding signs against war. For the 6 p.m. rally and march at Elizabeth Carruthers Park. And then you mentioned November 22nd, Saturday, No Kings PDX, and the global boycott of Chevron.
In addition, the No Kings Portland has a week of action for We the People.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, the 23rd, Art as Resistance. We need to be resilient in our movement, and it has to be with love and joy and
Excellent.
Creativity.
All right.
Monday, the 24th, is Support Our Immigrant Neighbors. Of course, we want to do that every day. Tuesday the 25th is Blackout the System, Flex Your Financial Power, what you boycott, what you spend. Spend locally, but not with these big bad guys.
Okay, hey.
Wednesday the 26th.
There's a lot of information you're sharing, and I'm just concerned that people are able to digest all of this. So let's slow down a little bit. We've already listed quite a few. So just
to the No Kings Portland, and you can see more details for the next the other days and events.
Okay.
And also go Sunday the 23rd from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Portland Downtown Central Library will be a teach-in led by Resist U.S.-Led Wars. People see the transactions, and then from there a march to Pioneer Courthouse Square. And
okay, thank you so much. There's so much information you shared that I'm concerned that people were able to get it all. So I'm going to remind people to go to the No King PDX website, go to the City of Portland website, Protect Portland, for some information. There's lots going on. And thank you so much for all this information. I need to continue on, but I appreciate your wisdom and for showing us the many different ways that we are able to bear witness and to work for justice. I appreciate you and what you're doing and for sharing that information with us. And you are listening to More Talk Radio on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. We just heard of bunch of great information about things that people can do. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. And let's go to our next caller. Good morning.
Is it me?
Yes, it is you. I'm sorry.
That's all good. How are you today, Kiefel?
I'm well. How are you, Santiago?
I'm doing all right. You know, just another Monday.
Yes, another Monday. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's really important to remember with these victories that the Democratic Party has secured over the weekend that they fundamentally are, you know, we have to remember that, you know, every victory that we've had over the weekend was people powered.
Right.
You know, the Democratic Party is notorious for taking credit. And, you know, and especially, you know, I don't know. I feel like I have to remind people that the No Kings, that the national division of the No Kings has a completely separate agenda than the local No Kings. And while that might seem like a happenstance, that's not really what it is. You know, they, you know, fundamentally the No Kings and 5051 are trying to take revolutionary fervor that we see in the streets for people like Mamdani and you know, and various others, and they're trying to reroute that back into the Democratic Party.
Oh,
and
sure.
I just I think that's I really want to emphasize that to folks, is that, like, you know, Mamdani had to cool a lot of his rhetoric around the genocide of Palestinian people in order to have some sort of semblance of acceptance into the party. And you know, and what he was saying wasn't even really all that crazy if you understand history. But we have so many liberals that are so locked into, like, what is, like, you know, like respectability politics, that
Indeed.
It took him having to actually cool his rhetoric on talking about people literally dying, people
right.
literally carrying their children's remains around in plastic bags. And I want to encourage people to, you know, to seek out, you know, like, entryism isn't an entryism. What I mean is that, like, you know, like, changing the party from within by trying to be a part of the establishment doesn't really work. And I think it's really important to point out that when we talk about political parties, it's not just a team scheme. You know, it's not like the Raiders versus the Broncos, right? Like, when you're talking about, like, the actual fundamental function of political parties. It's about securing benefits and resources from the means of protection for a particular class.
Right.
And when we look at how both the Republicans and the Democrats have functioned fundamentally, they always return dividends for the capitalist class. Now, one class might be belligerent.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Right away, and just looking at this so-called deal that they capitulated at. You know, originally the Senate Democrats, their demands were permanent ACA subsidies, Medicaid funding to restore, and no more blank checks for the regimes. They dropped Medicaid immediately. They went silent on the regimes. And cut back to one-year subsidies on Friday, and then they surrendered everything Sunday night. So what's the point of
100%.
That?
100%. Well, and that's what I'm saying. And mind you, like, the Democrats had the ability with these votes from the weekend to actually negotiate from a place of power, but these establishment Democrats are a bunch of spineless little weasels that they're willing to sell out their entire constituency for a few more dollars.
Well, so. And and it revealed, for those who did not know, who they answer to, not to the masses, but to the people who write them those checks.
Exactly. So, and in Marxism, they have the idea of essence versus form. Mm-hmm. And what we see in Mamdani is a form. It's an illusion. It's a way to obscure the essence of what the party is. The Democratic Party fundamentally understands that their base of support is shifting to the left. So they have to adapt. They have to create a different form without destroying the essence. And the essence of why the Democrats exist is to, just as the Republicans, just to secure benefits and resources from the means of production for a particular class, being the capitalist class. And
so when we
engage with that, we have to remember that even if we get some sort of like victory in a direction we feel, we still have to understand that that will not fundamentally change the operation of the party. So we have to be building dual power and voting from a place of strength and not a place of weakness.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think a key point that I got from the takeaway from the New York campaign wasn't, all the weaves and ducks that Zoran had to make, but fundamentally there was 100,000 volunteers. I mean, it was a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate Democrats, was unable, even on the day of the election, to say who he voted for, and that Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the House, failed to endorse the Democratic nominee for mayor of his city until the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
It says all who they answer to. And so I think, I saw some corporate people saying, oh, Madami, you're talking about his victory speech, that he got militant and he wasn't, I don't know, whatever, they were upset. And the point was, is to recognize, who you answer to. Do you answer to your corporate overlords, or do you answer to the people? And the thing that we have to continue to watch, Madami, and for those in Portland, for the leftist members in Portland City Council, that we have to continue to press from the outside, so that the pressure from the overlords it do not overwhelm them.
Exactly, 100%. So that's why that's why a lot of leftists will continue to push that we need our own parties, because we need representatives who are willing to secure benefits and resources from the means of production for the working class, and fundamentally understanding that while they may capitulate to the working class in order to get votes, they fundamentally do not support the working class, even if one party is less belligerent and more accepting than another. It's just a form. It's not the essence of what they represent.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, and reminder of the work that we still need to do. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, well, appreciate your thoughts and continue in the struggle, my friend. You are listening to More Talk Radio here in your community radio station, KBOO-FM. I am Cecil Prescott, and our last caller was sharing some of his reflections on the elections of last week, on the role of political parties and what we can say and do to make sure that elected political leaders are actually heeding the calls of those who they represent. Power can seize nothing without the struggle, and you know, we can take a day off. You can breathe in, relax, you know, smell the flowers, but the struggle continue. And as our caller's reminder, our first caller listed a wealth of information and actions that's so important for all of us. And just reminding us of what we can do and how we need to continue to build the resistance. So also want to note, for those of you who were taking notes, that there was a request for the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit same-sex marriage from their decision to re-examine the marriage equality decision from, you know, what, 18 years ago. Today, this morning, the Supreme Court denied the request, so that was something, you know, with this Supreme Court, you never know how they're going to stand. But so marriage equality remains the law of the land, and that's a good thing. So you are listening to More Talk Radio, and as we're talking about things that people are doing, I want to hear, be interesting to hear some thoughts and some reflection. Our first caller this morning shared some action that people are doing, continuing to do around the ICE facilities this weekend, and what people are doing. I wonder if people have reflections or comments on the federal judge decision to mandate permanently that the National Guard has no place in Portland. Thank you all for your continued struggle, ability to stand up for neighbors and friends and families, and it is an ongoing effort. We certainly face a federal administration which is not apologetic for the way it has bullied its way, ignored precedent, ignore the law, continue to kidnap people, and refuse to honor what we were taught, constitutional norms. So the resistance continue, and that people must continue to struggle. But it's also a time in which people can acknowledge and the work that people have done and the work that that continues that we continue need to do. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. And let's hear from Mark. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Cecil. I think we should be very thankful for our strong governor who reinstated the SNAP benefits.
Yes.
She should probably be reelected once or twice. I would thank you for your passion and your truth-telling. I uploaded a great article on indiebay.org titled Disaster Nationalism. Mm. So I recommend that people read this. and also that we see that we are in a very severe crisis, that the federal government is so committed to greed and to a certain government by tantrum,
mm-hmm.
and executive order, that we can't create jobs. The jobs that are created are speculative. We lost 153,000 jobs in the month of October, which was 175% greater than October 2024.
Right. Wow.
When there was just 55,000.
Mm-hmm.
We lost 1 million jobs this year. Maybe 300,000 or 400,000 were federal jobs. To me, Musk is a tax evader.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, should be prosecuted. And Trump should be confined in a room so that the virus doesn't spread. Now, we're not at a stage of doing that. So I wanted to recommend the incredible website, academia.edu,
okay.
which gives us millions of papers, dissertations from,
yes.
people in Europe, people in Finland, people in Australia, maybe on the subjects of radical economic change.
Excellent.
Reducing working hours,
okay.
quantitative growth, the common good. I think often people don't realize how narrowed their perspectives are, how limited the corporate media is after being concentrated, you know.
Yes.
And academia can be so breathtaking. The trick is to subscribe for 1 month for $1 before they renew it for $159.
Okay, hey, good.
In that 1 month, you can compile links from all these different researchers, and
yep.
suddenly your perspective is so liberating.
Hey, Mark, that's a great information that you share with us. I want to encourage people to go to academia.edu and get that information, sign up for 1 month, cancel it before they renew it. And
yes.
Hey, thank you. We have a couple of other calls behind you, but I want to thank you for sharing the information this morning, and I hope you have a good day. And you're listening to More Talk Radio. Next up is Tangent. Good morning, Tangent.
Good morning, brother. Well, let's start with this. We've had this talk before, but so I'll just go with the metaphor that if we are all in the same boat, Trump is iceberg. And I've made it into an acronym, and we all know what the ice part stands for, so I'll just start with the berg. That's belligerent ego, real gross.
All right. Okay.
Now, I have one more here.
Yes.
Because about the government funding scene, I guess they're doing some construction across. I'll hurry up. I'm of the age to remember they used to fund the government for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you?
Yes.
A whole year. I mean, they did it. And so now instead
the concept,
people
yeah.
eating hand to mouth, they've got they're feeding us mouth to hand.
Mm.
What they spit out, we eat.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you for this good observations. Yeah.
Okay. Just keeping it light. Hey, let others speak too. Oh. Let's do some construction out here. It's getting noisy.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you so much, Tangent. You have a good day. And you're listening to More Talk Radio. Tangent just reminded us of who we are and things we can do. Next up is Lenita. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Cecil. How are you?
I am well. And you?
I'm very well. It's always nice to start the Monday with you and listening to other people on talk radio at KBOO. I just wanted to validate the anger that many people feel regarding those 8 Democrats who voted with the Republicans to reopen the government without us getting anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like the closing of the government in terms of political maneuvering was for nothing.
Right.
Because I don't believe that the Republicans will, reopen the government, have another vote, and still vote it down.
Right.
So
help me understand something, because you're very wise, Lenita.
No, I'm not.
Wasn't there an election on Tuesday? And wasn't a sense that people came out and all over the country, they made their decision known. They had Republicans on the rope. And what did they do? They just walked away. I don't understand.
I don't understand either. It's like you're going from third base to home, and then you trip over yourself, right? I hate using that sports metaphor, because go Blue Jays, I'm really sad that they lost. And I'm proud of the Dodgers for my Dodger friends and family. But, man, you just have to wonder, what Schumer, what a poor leader he is.
Yes, yes.
But I'm glad that people are angry. I'm glad they're talking about never forgetting this. And I'm glad, I hope AOC, what's going on in New York politics is amazing. Let's look at the victories that happened on Tuesday. And people are speaking out against those 8 Democrats. And I don't know what happened to Fetterman. He used to be so progressive.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. That's all you can say is bless his heart.
Bless his heart, right.
Our brains are very fragile, aren't they?
Right. Thank you for reminding me of that the words that the elders used to say. Bless his heart. Yes.
Yeah, bless his heart. And I can't say what I feel about the other Democrats, but man, that's how the Republicans are able to destroy democracy, because they stand together. And Democrats just have a poor problem. Even when Biden was in office, remember those 2 senators that went against what he really wanted to do? And I know Biden was old school politics, and the politics now are just beyond what he could ever imagine. Nobody's following any rules. But I also felt encouraged. One last statement is that when Trump was at that football game yesterday,
yes,
and the boos just showering,
yes,
down.
Yes.
That was so beautiful.
Yes.
You have a wonderful week, Cecil. Thank you and your engineer for all your hard work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you're listening to More Talk Radio. I'm Cecil, and next up is Don, I believe.
Aloha. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think that there's a hidden agenda, hidden in the sense that it's that the politicians themselves, left-wing and right-wing, are unaware of what's occurring. And the hidden agenda, which has been progressing for several millenniums, is the globalized worship of Satan.
Hello?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. All right. And you're listening to More Talk Radio here on your community radio station, KBOO-FM. To give us a call, our numbers are 503-231-8187. Our engineer has their hands full, but your patience is always great. And let's go to our next caller, Janet. Thank you. Oops. Oh, Janet, give us a call back, and we will take your call. This is More Talk Radio on your community radio stations. The callers have been sharing their reflections on the campaign and the elections. And if the Democrats, let's try Janet one more time. Janet, we're having problems with our phones, but
be patient with us, and hopefully we'll get you right. So the Democrats have continued to make missteps. But the critical question, for me at least, before they caved in, was because it was an existential dilemma, I think. And the dilemma was, you know, starving children versus children who are unhealthy. So it was sort of like, should we open the government and so that people could have their receive their food benefits, or should we hold out for ACA subsidies so that we can ensure that families have health insurance? It was an awful choice. But maybe Janet has some thoughts and wisdom for us this morning. Let's try Janet for the third time. Janet.
Well, good morning. You know, as per usual, Lenita is like super spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem with us trying to engage in the streets with banners and all this kind of thing, but right at the center, the core of our being is to free our own minds from mental slavery, you know, that we need to emancipate ourselves and then really hold firm, because we got all yada, yada, yada with Obama downtown and then Bernie going on and then never getting single payer and not really, paying legitimate, honest, any integrity about the basic needs of people, and weighing all these bizarre little things about the insurance, medical insurance industry, how much money they can make, and then all these complicit sellout Democrats. If we can dig ourselves up out of that mire of feeling that we have to sell out, just smiling and being all yada yada yada, when inside we're all getting so cringy and weird with each other because of the tension, that we can actually still have some kind of solidarity and unity inside of ourselves to like to be real and to like hold down the fort, to really be clearly straightforward with each other, like Lenita when she calls in and talks to you, that we can have honest heart-to-heart conversation. That's the revolution that we really need to keep going.
Yes, very good. Thank you so much. Yeah, we need to continue that revolution. So appreciate your
thank you so much.
Your thoughts. And you, thank you, Janet, for sharing with us and reminding us how we need one another and maintain that revolutionary spirit. And I take note that you quoted from one of my favorite artists, Bob Marley, Redemption Song, Free Yourself from Mental Slavery. You're listening to More Talk Radio here in your community radio station, KBOO-FM. I'm Cecil Prescott, and I appreciate so much your thoughts and your reflections. And it's so important for community to maintain connection and find ways in which we can build power and build the ability to support one another. We've had a lot of information shared with us this morning. I think Edie started us off early on by sharing us information about activities that are going on around us. Go to Training for De-escalations. Go to the City of Portland website, Protect Portland. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and there are actions around that. But before I continue, let me go to our phone call in here from Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking me, Cecil. I just wanted to say, I know we're all, at least I am, and it sounds like everybody else, totally disappointed in what just happened with the bill. It was our power, our one power, it seemed like. But I wanted to say that here in Oregon, we are fighting, we are doing a lot of great things, and we can kind of put our focus back locally.
Yes.
One of the things is healthcare for all. It's a big movement right here, and it's getting a lot of traction in the government. And so we are said, to be able to propose a bill to have it actually possibly start as a policy, be here, instituted in the next few years. So I'm asking people to act locally, if you can, in the middle of despair, of calling your local representatives and telling them, you know, yes, you, or look in at least to the Healthcare for All website, and you know, that you want this supported here in this state. We can do. We already are doing so many things that are wonderful. Like, I am so happy that we're blocking federal troops. I'm so grateful for the judge. We're doing so much of good stuff.
Yes.
Just to kind of put some of that passion back, we're right here.
Yeah, great, great thoughts. Yeah, indeed.
Okay, well, thank you. I know you're at the end of your show. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to put in a plug for that. Because we do have the option, or we have the real possibility of having that here locally.
Yes.
Even if, unfortunately, it's not national.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, think globally, act locally. That's such an important insight that you shared with us. And Healthcare for All continues to remain a struggle as we think healthcare should be a human right.
And it's very close to actually being able to be part of Oregon. So even though it might not be national, you know, if there's a lot going on, to have it be something we can have in our state.
Yes. Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Okay.
And thank you for reminding us of the need to act and to act locally. And although we might be discouraged, Sharon reminded us there's lots of discouraged on the national scene or how the Senate Democrats caved in. There are lots of things you can do and make changes locally. And Sharon just reminded us of the work, the movement here in the state of Oregon for Healthcare for All. That continues to be something we can continue to work for, and that you can have an impact by talking to your local representatives in the state legislature. There's so much that is happening, and we just need to remind ourselves that we need to support one another in different ways. And we might be discouraged on the national scene, but as Sharon just said, and as other callers reminded us, there are things that we can do and that we will continue to do to make sure that people are fed, that the families are protected, and that people can live safely and freely and not fear troops or illegal actions against normal people. Continue to promote and support your neighbors. Continue to breathe. You know, there's a lot going on, but it's important to take it one day at a time, one step at a time. It's okay to take a time out every once in a while, knowing that there are other people doing the work as well. Continue to support yourself. Continue to support independent media such as KBOO. This is a way in which you can have a meaningful way to transform our community, to get information out, to continue to reach out and share with one another. It's an opportunity to let people know what we can do. So this week is the beginning of a new week. We do not know what will happen, but we are thankful for those things which are. And as you know, someone reminded me that the federal judge who resisted and denied the Trump regime to bring the National Guard into Portland was a Trump appointee. So hope springs eternal, and you never know where your support will come from. Maintain true to those things which you believe and continue to struggle for justice. Thank you for your support for this radio station and for this programming. We appreciate you. And if you have time, go to kboo.fm/give. And if you have the opportunity, there are ways, things you can do to support this radio station. I want to thank our engineer this morning, who you were doing a lot. I don't know how you managed, since this is their first time doing our show. So, callers, you gave her a good workout. So thank you all, and stay tuned to more programming here on your community radio program, KBOO.FM. I'm Cecil Prescott, and I will speak with you next time.
This is Ursula K. Le Guin, and you are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience. KBOO, Portland.
When the farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down, the farmer is...
Tune in to The Dirt Bag every second Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m.
Learn to grow your tasty fruits and vegetables.